Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome back to Let's Get the Tea with Key. And I am your hostess with the mostest, Key. And y'all know how I start off every podcast with, I'm the one who woke up this morning, made hell real mad per usual, and a few other people that's here nor there. Can I get him on to do it? Because yes, he will. Y'all, welcome back to Let's Get the Tea with Key. If this is your first time listening, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can know every time your girl posts, okay? You won't miss a thing, you won't miss a thing, you won't miss a thing. Y'all know that I promise y'all, pinky promise, that I will be consistent and I am sticking to my word. So if you listen to my last podcast, thank you very much. If you're new, welcome. If you're one of my OGs, you already know I love y'all to the fullest. But it's kind of crazy because y'all know how I am. I be stuck on, like, if I see something, how I just be glued to things, right? So I'm watching this new TV show, and I was like, oh, nah, this guy going to podcast. And it's called Help, I'm in a Secret Relationship. I think that's what it's called. Don't quote me if I'm wrong, it's on MTV. But a topic came up, and I just felt like, baby, let's get the tea with Key. So the scenario that I just watched was a young lady, she had a son, but he was grown. And the son was secretly dating her business partner slash best friend. It was an age gap, okay? They was 13 years apart, and they've been dating for 3 years, and the mother didn't know. See, the mother was her son's momager, because her son was a rapper, and she was his manager. So she hired them to look and see, was he trying to find another manager? And, like, don't work with his mom no more, because, you know, in that industry, things is crazy in the music industry. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. If you're not in it, run away from it. It's like, I'm not trying to tell nobody, don't go for their dreams. That's not what I'm saying. But baby, go in there prepared and with some lawyers, because it's easy to get in the music industry and get played, okay? Because that's where they run over you at, because there's not too much you can know. And a lot of people don't read the fine words, okay? Especially when they hear, oh, I'm signed to this label or that label, and they don't read the fine lines. That's why it be a lot of one-hit wonders, okay? And you be like, oh, they song was good, where they at? Baby, they somewhere broke. And their managers over there living their best life off of their coins and off their records, okay? So, back to the story. So, the son was dating the mother's friend. And they kept it a secret for 3 years. And y'all know, it's Let's Get the Tea with Key. And some people might have been through situations like that. And I ain't gonna lie, I've been in a situation like that as well. But it wasn't like, that's their story. That wasn't my story. So my thing is this. Like, people, and I said too, like, honesty is, you know, a key, especially when you have a relationship with somebody or y'all best friends and things like that, or y'all really, really close. And everybody, you know, look at things different, like why they don't want it to come out, okay? Why they doing something and they want to keep it a secret. And I'm laughing because, listen, I'm just going to leave it right there. Okay, I'm going to leave that right there. But, yeah, we do things and it's like the people, like, you could be like, I talk to this person know everything, whole time the person don't know everything. And people have their own reasons not to release the information that they have. And unfortunately, sometimes it get released without you even wanting to get released, and it is what it is. But, like I said, is Let's Get the Tea with Key, and I'm going to keep it real with y'all, because I have to keep it real with y'all, because it's me. Like I said, I once was in debt. Once was. You hear that's a past tense. Don't woke up on me now. Sorry. It was a past tense, right? And I was in a situation that I was dealing with someone, but I kept it a secret. It wasn't just a secret to one person. It was a secret to a lot of people, right? And it wasn't like I was dealing with this person because they was dealing with somebody else. That wasn't a problem. Why I wanted to be a secret. I just felt like it would have been backlash, no. Oh, wait a minute. That's me thinking about it. Lord Jesus Christ. Look, I'm glad I'm a changed woman because I did this twice. Because after I just was saying that, I thought about it. Now, let me go to the first incident. I was talking to somebody and it was a secret with everybody, right? Except for one person. And the one person that I did confide in, they gave me the okay. Let me say that. They gave me the okay. But it was just like, I knew, like, that situation couldn't get out. But the person that gave me the okay, I can't even say who gave me the okay. But the person that gave me the okay, I know they didn't, like, they would never, ever, ever guide me in the wrong directions. That's what I was saying. And it was more of, you know, on a little hush-hush or whatever. Like, I had a friend. Me and that person don't speak anymore, but they knew about the person. But I knew, like, I was younger back then, and I knew if it got out, it would have been just like, ooh, Lord. It would have just been hell and hot water if it came out, right? So, I didn't say anything. But me and that person, we, you know, grew apart or whatever. It wasn't no hate or nothing after that. What happened? We swept it under the rug. We kept on pushing. If I see the person, I'm going to speak. I'm lying. Because I saw the person in Target, baby. Saw the person in Target. Sis kept walking like, I don't know that man. I never seen that man. I did. And that was like years later. I was like, I don't know that man. I ain't never seen that man in my life. I walked right past him. So I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, yeah, if I see him, I speak. Now, in a point in my life, if I see him now, I will speak. Because it wasn't no hate or nothing. It was just, we grew apart. That was it. But then I got in a relationship. And y'all know when I get in a relationship, I'm in a relationship. It ain't going to be no 1, 2, 3, 4. It's going to be a 1 and 1. And if you want to add a 2, baby, goodbye. Because I ain't in to be splitting nothing, okay? But anyway. So it did happen to me again. And this person, I just felt like, I don't know, like in a point of my life, I just didn't want it out in the opening. And it felt like more secure to me, if it was kept a secret, right? And don't you know how, like, I prayed about it and everything. I was like, God, if it's not meant to be, it won't be. All that. And don't you know how you always like, give me a sign, baby? He gave me signs, okay? He smacked me in my face with the signs, but it was more of a lust thing and a lust and a feeling thing that I was ignoring all the signs, but it wasn't really a sign because all the signs that I asked God to give me, but it was kind of different because we wasn't in a relationship. I don't know how to really explain it, but let me tell you something. Hey, hey you. Hey, family. You're still listening to Let's Get the Tea with Key. If you like what you hear, make sure you share my podcast so someone else can hear. Thank you. I had the wool pull over my eyes, and I'm just so glad that that's the past, and everybody got a past, okay? So, yeah. So, have y'all ever been in a situation like that? Like, you was holding something back from the people that you want to share with? But I'm like, my situation was a little bit different because I was like, I'm going to be honest. I never seen nothing more like a future or wedding bells or nothing like that for me to even tell tell the secret. But one of my secrets did come out, and it kind of like hurt somebody that I love most. Like one of the people that I love dearly, because they felt as though like you didn't have to hide it from me or whatever, because we, you know, been around each other so long. But it was more of the fact that that person is very overprotective of me, and they want to see. That's how people could be overprotective and hating. It was not a hating thing. It was more of overprotecting, and I love this person, and I already know if something was to hit the fan, I don't want to have to choose between this person and that person because I love them equally. And that's another reason why it's like, I kind of sound like a hypocrite when I say I don't want to date people that, you know, that we had mutual friends, but then I tend to date people that we had mutual friends. Like, I never dated somebody, hold on, wait a minute, I don't want to lie. Have I ever dated somebody that, I always dated somebody that it was either they knew somebody I knew. Yeah, that's what it was. I always dated somebody I knew through somebody else, or we had mutual friends or something like that. It was always a connection. Yeah, it was always a connection. So my thing is this: if I was to date somebody that I don't know, like nothing about them, no background, because I do know people that's a little weird. When I say a little weird, like they do background checks, they be all up in people's business, like who they dated before, and I was never that type. Oh, the only person I have ever dated that I did not know nothing about was Kennedy's dad. But that was a long, drawn off, whatchamacallit, and I don't talk about him on my podcast. There ain't no love loss or nothing like that. But, yeah, that's the only person that I have, that I didn't know nobody or whatever that knew him, and, like, we had mutual friends. Other than that, and you, woo, when I say God just took my tongue. But it's different though. It's different when it's somebody that God don't have a mutual friend. It could be a good thing and a bad thing, because what I noticed with people that I have dated that had mutual friends, it's like, oh, I'm gonna get the tea about this person. Like, I don't have to like be a FBI agent or a secret agent to find out everything I need to know, because I'm going to just talk to this person and I'm going to get the information. Or I'm going to talk to this person, they're going to say yay or nay. And you know you can't get yay or nay from everybody. You got to pick and choose who you know. Because some people be hating on the low low. And some people be looking out for you for the good. But then I was in like a little, I ain't going to say it was a relationship. I was in a situation that I kept that one a secret, but it was better I kept it a secret, because when it came out, I just wasn't interested no more. But I already knew that was going to happen anyway. Don't you know how you know when something's going to happen? I knew it was going to happen because of the people surrounded in the situation. But when it was a secret, well, when it was on a low, I ain't going to say it was a secret because my folks knew. And yeah, but when it was a secret, it was everything, and you know, everything that I wanted. But once it came out, I just found myself just backing up, not interested. Mm-mm, that ain't for me. Nope, I don't want it. Mm, return the sender, baby. Yeah, it was one of those moments. But no love lost either, because I know that person be listening to my podcast. But I'm just saying, when it came out, it was just like, whoo, child. Woo, Chile. Okay? So, yeah. So, my question is this. Is it I ain't gonna say normal. I'm practical to want to be in a situation and keep it to yourself and to certain people you can trust, or be like, open with your relationship, letting the world know. But letting the world know, wait a minute, let me say it like this. Because back then, I wasn't dating for marriage. Like, I was dating to, you know, have fun, meet people, little kiki, little going out, oh, that's my little stink, da 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 da. I'm in a whole different ball game now. So if I'm dating you now, it ain't gonna be no secrets, okay? But I think a lot of people look on the internet and see like these TikTok and YouTube relationships and be like, oh, I want my relationship to be like this. And then they post their relationship. The next thing you know, all these girls in your inbox saying, that's your man. Because if that's your man, it wasn't last night. Then how you going to look? What's the outcome? And that's another thing. Me dating in 2024, 2025, and on, baby, the inbox and the girl situation, that ain't for me. That's not my ministry. So, I'm selective with what I want out in the world. That always been now and in the past. Now and in the past. Because I done dated some people that was, that was out there. Now that I look back, I was like, whoo, thank you, God. I ain't never, you was looking out for me. Because if I would have got one inbox, one text message, one phone call, it would have been me and them. Okay? And whatever else happened would have been between me, him, and God. Okay? Yeah. So, it's kind of tricky because you don't want to hide your situation. And you want to be with some... No, let me not say you. Let's talk about me. I want to be with somebody that I'm confident in. Once he walk out my door, I don't have no questions. Like, I don't have no questions and no worries. Okay? And I want the same for the person that I'm dating with. Okay? No questions, no second guessing, no phone on silent, no flipping the phone upside down. Baby, I'm too old. I'm knocking on 40 door like, knock, knock, knock. Are you ready for me? Because I ain't ready for you. Okay? So it's kind of tricky, but it's, like I said, it's a new time. We're in a new time, okay? And a lot of stuff is basically on the internet. I'm one of the people, I ain't gonna lie. Like, a lot of my life, because I don't have anything to hide, it's on the internet. So, what you put on the internet, you gotta be prepared for what comes back, okay? Because people gonna always have something to say, even if it's good or bad. You just gotta know how to work your way through it all, okay? So, yeah. So, am I the only person that has some situations that I kept it a secret, and I felt like the secret was more for my well-being, like for my heart, for me, because once I let the person go, I didn't have to explain myself to the world or things like that. So it's like, okay, is it okay? Because I just watched this episode. That's what made me get on here. I just watched this episode and my intentions is to never to hurt nobody, especially the people that I love. But my intentions is not to hurt nobody, period. Okay? And the mother was really, really hurt that her best friend did not tell her that she was dating her son for 3 years. And the people said, when was you going to tell your mother? He said, after we got married. Baby! I don't fight no more. But I think that would have been the times Kiki would have pulled her gloves out the trunk. Dust them things off. So you marry my best friend? That's why I said I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. Because I once was that person, but not that situation. Let's make it clear. Let's make it clear. But, like, you going to tell me, like, a secret like that after you say I do to my son? Her situation is different. Like, I knew, like, I ain't gonna say I do to this person. But the time that we spent together or whatever, it was done. But saying I do and walk down the aisle, baby, that was never in my intentions. That wasn't, no. So, moving forward, how would y'all handle this situation? Because some people are going through that right now. See, me, I ain't going through it right now because it's me and the Lord. No, but for real, I ain't dating right now. I ain't dating. But if you dating somebody and you keeping it a secret, I want you to sit down and ask yourself, the people that you keeping the secret from, is it really going to hurt them? Like, how bad would it affect the person that you love? Okay? And if you think, you know, you don't want to tell people or a person because of the reaction you're going to get from it, I just want you to feel like if it's something that you really, really want, you shouldn't have to hide it or keep it to yourself. Okay? Especially if you think it's true and real love. Love is something that you shouldn't have to hide. Okay? And I learned that. I learned that. And I know learn do not have a T on the end of it, but I learned that. And I got hurt in the process of learning that, but it made me a bigger person. Okay? So if you see yourself, you know, a future with this person, or it's not lust, it's love, it's not just a thing that you're doing at the moment, it's time for you to really sit down with the person or the people that you hiding from and let them know what's the real tea, what's the deal. Especially if you really love this person unconditionally and you want to see yourself with them in the future, hide in the situation. It's just going to make people not trust you, basically. It's going to make people not trust you, especially people that's close to you, people that, you know, think that y'all have that bond that you don't have to hide nothing from me. But everybody had their own reasons, like I said in the beginning, why they don't want to just open up and tell everybody or tell people what they really going through. But at the end of the day, you got to tell somebody. Now, when I was doing whatever I was doing, everybody didn't know, but I confided in certain people that, because I'm not the type of person that can hold stuff in, especially if it's, I can't hold nothing in, especially if it's, like, I ain't going to tell nobody secrets. That's not what I'm saying. But when it got something to do with me, and I'm happy at the moment, oh, baby, I got to tell somebody. You got to hear this good news. You got to hear this good news, baby. Or if I'm in a situation and something not feeling right with me and I'm mad, oh, baby, I got to vent. And I don't want none of my friends or family members that's listening to this to think that just because you didn't know at the time, I didn't put my trust in you. It's not that. You know, we have our seasons and our reasons of doing things. So that was mine. I just felt like at that moment, I could confide in certain people. That's all. But baby, let me tell you about this next one. This next one, the whole world gonna know. Okay? All right. So y'all make sure y'all spreading love. Y'all being spreading love, being kind to people, and put a smile on somebody's face today. Because I got to go. I have to go do makeup tomorrow. I actually have to do a prayer walk tomorrow. For the people that don't know, yes, keep giving us a nail, y'all. So, and that's a shocker to a lot of people too. But let me explain something to y'all real quick. And I'm not going to mix the two. Okay? But when it's your calling, baby, I don't care who's second guessing and asking who, what, when, where, why. Baby, God picked me for this assignment. Let me tell y'all something real quick. And I'm getting off. I told my cousin with her slow cell, baby, I said I couldn't go with her on a flight somewhere out of town because I'm on a journey, right? No, did I say a journey? No, I didn't say a journey. I said I'm on an assignment because I am on an assignment because I'm doing a lot of things. I always did a lot of things in church. Shout out to Liberty Hope. But yes, I do a lot of stuff at church, but I was like, I'm on an assignment right now because I am. Like, I'm an MIT. I'm doing things, and I'm It's just a lot. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to mix the two. But let me tell you what this baby told me. She said, I'm on assignment too. I'm reading emails. Hey, y'all, I literally threw my phone. And I cracked my phone. I couldn't believe she said that because she played too much. I said, I know she didn't just say she was on an assignment. And I'm talking about walking with the Lord. And she's talking about checking emails. I almost forgot this girl had a college degree for a minute. And I love you because I know you're going to listen to my podcast. But baby, when I say you took me out with that one. But y'all go ahead and have a good one. It's Saturday. I'm going to post this right now. Hopefully she listens to this on her flight back home with her little slow self. And y'all have a good one. I need an assistant because I need to go pick up some lashes real quick and some other stuff because I got makeup to do tomorrow before I do the prayer walk and before I go to church tomorrow. But we have the same 24 hours like everybody else, so I got to get it done. Y'all have a blessed one. Have a good one. Make sure you spread love. Be kind to somebody today and tomorrow and the next day. Bye. I told y'all, second season, Let's Get the Tea with Key, will be bringing new. I will be having guest speakers on my podcast, and we have a lot to talk about.